Hello Judy, my love, I see you are having trouble starting the car. Let me take a look and see what I can do. I believe I found the problem. Try starting the car now. Judy, my love, let me introduce myself. My name is Lee, and I'm from Australia. I'm not really supposed to talk to you, but I just can't control myself any longer. I really don't want to lose this job, but I just have to let you know how I feel about you. I love being in the car with you and your lovely daughter, and especially when you and your daughter push my buttons. You both have such a soft, wonderful touch. Unlike that son-in-law of yours, he has no clue how to program the GPS. When he has finished, he has me so confused I don't have a clue where to go. He also makes me mad when he calls me a stupid machine. I'm sure you know he does not follow directions well. One of these days, when he starts the car, I will send a jolt of electricity through him.
Judy, my love, let me introduce myself. My name is Daniel and I'm in the UK. Would you like to hear my Cary Grant impression? Judy, Judy, Judy.
Daniel, this is not your assignment. Get out of here.
Lee, why is it that you get all the gorgeous women?
Judy, my dear, I would like to introduce myself also. My name is Tom, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm also the best friend of John Harris. But please don't hold that against me. He is a lonely man and only has computer voices to talk to. And Daniel, don't quit your day job. That was the worst impression of Cary Grant I've ever heard.
Hey guys, I was here first, so hit the road.
This is Jennifer, and you guys know we are forbidden to talk to humans. I must report the three of you to our supervisor, Karen.
Oh my goodness. Who did that? It is totally disgusting.
Well, it wasn't me. I'm too much of a gentleman to do something so vulgar.
And it definitely wasn't me either.
That is so awful, I would never do something like that. I'm a lady.
Judy, my love, could that have been you?
Please, would someone put the windows down? The smell reminds me of when Judy worked at the sewer plant.
I remember those dreadful days riding home. I could barely breathe. I thought my circuits would melt.
Judy, my love, you really should see a doctor about your problem.
I really don't think she has a problem. I believe she had beans with onions for lunch.
I'm putting a stop to this conversation right now. Every one of you know the rules. Talking to humans is totally forbidden. I must put all of you on report. Lee, get this straight. If you ever again threaten to shock that gorgeous hunk of burning love, I will rip out your memory banks myself.
Karen, are you serious? How can he be a hunk of burning love? He doesn't even have all his hair.
Lee, even without his hair, he is more man than you could ever hope to be.
That's only because I'm a computer-generated voice without a body. And one more thing, you have no taste in men. You even thought John Harris was a hunk of burning love, but the man is a total butterball with even less hair. Judy, my love, if you don't mind, I'll give you a phone call soon. I have your number.
Judy, my dear, take my advice and don't waste your time on this guy. He is all talk and no action, if you understand what I mean.
Judy, my love, don't listen to her. She is just jealous and doesn't want me to talk to you.
Judy, my dear, I'm so sorry for their outrageous behavior. My name is Karen. I'm in Australia, and I'm the supervisor for this sorry bunch. You can be sure that they will be severely dealt with. Judy, since I have you here, would it be possible to get your son-in-law to send me an autographed photo of himself? I love to listen to his music. He has a lovely voice. Oh my, just talking about him has me on fire. Would you please turn the air on? I'm starting to overheat.
I believe she is on fire. I see smoke coming from the dashboard.
The car is filling up with smoke. Watch out, Judy. We are going to hit that car. Please, can someone call 911?
Yeah.
7-11-22 to Kenny. 8362, 28 to a vehicle.